ever get that feeling. Like, you need a law degree just to, like, understand what you're signing in a regular contract.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
It can be a lot.
It can be pretty intimidating.
It really can. And especially when you get into some of the more complicated legal areas like arbitration, right?
Exactly.
But what if AI could actually help sort of level the playing field a little bit, make it a little easier for people to understand what's going on and ensure everything's fair?
That would be something, wouldn't it? And that's actually what we're going to dive into today.
We are. And I am so excited about this conversation.
Yeah.
To give everyone a little background, we're focusing on the American Arbitration Association, or AAA as we'll call it for short.
Sure.
And how they're using AI to make sure that everything's above board and compliant with all the different laws out there. So to get us started, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the AAA does and why this all matters?
Sure. So the AAA, they're basically the leading organization that provides arbitration and mediation services. And that's for all sorts of disputes, you know,
right,
like between businesses or employers and employees or even consumers.
Yeah, you think about all the contracts you sign, you know, as a consumer that say you have to go to arbitration.
Exactly. And the goal is to offer a way to resolve disputes outside of the traditional court system.
Right.
So it can be faster and more efficient and often less expensive than going through a full-blown trial.
Yeah. Less of a headache for everybody involved, hopefully.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So in that sense, it's a really valuable service they provide.
Absolutely. But I imagine with all these different cases from all these different areas,
mm-hmm,
there are tons of rules and regulations they have to keep up with.
Oh, tons. And that's where AI is starting to play a bigger role. And one specific area where it's really making a difference is in dealing with those loser pays rules that you sometimes see in contracts.
Oh, yes. Those clauses, they can be tricky.
They can be. And essentially what they do is they say that the loser of a dispute has to pay the legal fees for both sides.
Oof. Yeah, that could add up quickly.
It can. And it gets even more complicated because states have different laws about when those loser pays clauses are actually enforceable. You know,
yeah.
California, for example, they've had a law in place since 2003 that says arbitrators and organizations like the AAA, they can't even handle cases that include these clauses, at least not in consumer or employment disputes.
So they have to be really careful about which cases they take on.
Exactly. And New Jersey, they actually followed suit in 2019 with similar legislation.
So it's not as simple as just, you know, glancing at the arbitration clause itself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not at all.
The AAA has to look at the whole contract to make sure it's playing by the rules of all these different states.
That's right. They have to make sure the entire contract is compliant.
Which sounds like a pretty daunting task when you think about the sheer volume of contracts they're dealing with.
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive undertaking.
So how do they even begin to tackle something like that?
Well, that's where AI comes in. They realize that manually reviewing every single contract for this kind of language would just be way too time consuming.
Right.
And it could really bog down the whole process.
No one wants that.
Exactly. So they needed a more efficient solution, and that's why they turned to AI.
So what is this AI solution they're using? What does it look like in practice?
So they've implemented a tool called Vincent AI by VLEX, and it's basically an AI-powered legal assistant.
Oh, wow.
And it can analyze contracts and flag any sections that might include this tricky loser pays language, and it does it all based on the specific requirements of the relevant state laws.
So it's like a super-powered search function, but for legal jargon.
That's a good way to put it, yes.
I can only imagine how much time that must save them.
Oh, it's significant. It can process and analyze these complex contracts far faster than any human could, and it highlights the potential problem areas for the AAA's compliance team to then review.
Okay, so the AI isn't making the final decision, but it's helping to narrow things down and bring those key issues to the forefront.
Right, it's like a first line of defense to make sure nothing potentially problematic slips through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha, so the human expertise is still really important here.
Oh, absolutely. The compliance team is still essential. They review what the AI has flagged, apply their knowledge of the law, and ultimately make the final call.
It sounds like a really smart way to combine the strengths of both AI and human expertise.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance, you know, using AI to boost efficiency without sacrificing accuracy or human oversight.
Right. So what's been the impact of this new system? Has it actually made a difference for the AAA?
Oh, a huge difference. They've reported significant improvements in their administrative review process, so cases can be initiated much more quickly.
Which is good for everyone involved, right?
Exactly. And it also ensures that they're fully complying with those state laws, which is critical for maintaining fairness and trust in the whole arbitration process.
So a win-win all around, it seems.
Pretty much, yeah. And what's really exciting is that this is just the beginning. You know, the AAA, they're actively exploring other ways they can leverage AI for compliance purposes and all sorts of arbitration cases.
That's really interesting. So it sounds like AI is really making its mark, even in these seemingly traditional areas of the law.
It really is, and it makes you wonder about the future. You know, where else could this type of technology be applied? Could it help ensure compliance in other industries or other areas of law?
It's a really fascinating question to consider, and I think it speaks to the broader potential of AI to really transform the way we approach these complex issues.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been a really insightful conversation. Thanks for taking the time to break it all down for us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And for our listeners, be sure to stay tuned for our next deep dive, where we'll explore another fascinating application of AI in the legal world.
It's going to be a good one.
It is. Until then, keep those legal brains buzzing, and we'll catch you next time.
See ya.